is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan's for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bogdan's up one. Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S.
your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a doubleheader for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie versus Franklin Monroe, game one, FL versus FM here at BHS, Garbery Gym, campus of Piqua High School, and upstart Covington against fast-improving Jackson Center in game two, a couple of clashes. Both games should be very good. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Game number one, Chuck, it'll be possession by possession by possession. I talk with both coaches. It's tournament basketball. Take good shots. Play good defense. Win with 40 if you can. 10 points a quarter. And that's how both head coaches size it up. The Redskins in a big victory over Miami Valley School in tournament game number one. Got outstanding play. Super point production from Max Maurer. And Mr. Berger alongside him, boy, they were dynamite. Fort Loramie needs some production on the inside to help out this evening.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that they've had struggled with most of the season. Their scoring comes from Alex Berger and Max Maurer. They tonight, again, they had 35 in the game on Saturday. They need to be in the 25 to 30 range, the two of them. But you're right. They need to get some scoring out of Knopf on the inside, out of Kemper on the inside. They brought Eilerman in to play some. The one I was really impressed with is freshman Eli Heitkamp. I thought the kid played well, handled the ball well in a freshman pressure situation. He might be a key tonight also.
Franklin Monroe's got some size. Leading scorer for the Jets is Eric Brenner, Jr., 6 feet 3 inches tall, 15 points a game, shoots the three at 36%. He rises up on the outside, really tough to defend, 71% free throw shooter. Right behind him, 6'3 junior E.B. Fall at 11 points per contest. This club shoots free throws at close to 70% on the year. Franklin Monroe's lost just 5 games all year long. And three of those setbacks were one possession games with a minute to go. We'll take a closer look at both Fort Loramie and Franklin Monroe's schedules in just a few minutes. Alex Berger, wow, did he give Fort Loramie a lift at the start against Miami Valley School or what, Chuck?
Yeah, they absolutely needed that. They need the same kind of start tonight. They got a good start. When you see that first shot go in, it gives you confidence. Mm-hmm. And Maurer the same way. He had a terrific game. Those two have to play as well as they did Saturday and get some help. But when you see those shots go in, the basket starts looking bigger.
I thought Carter Eilerman made a big field goal rebound shot third quarter. Miami Valley School tightened the game up. In fact, went ahead by a point. Eilerman snared the rebound, shot the ball all in one motion with both feet off the ground, and it went. That was maybe a turning point. Miami Valley School didn't help themselves, didn't shoot the ball from the floor very well. Fort Loramie's defense had a lot to do with that. That'll be the calling card for the Redskins again tonight.
Their defense is what makes them win or lose, quite honestly, because offensively they're just not going to run you off the floor. But no, if they play good defense, they turn them over, they shoot a good percentage, and they don't turn the ball a lot against Franklin Monroe, they certainly got a shot in this game.
Max Maurer, Alex Berger average only about 17, 18 points between them on the year. And they went for 35, as you noted, in that first tournament game. I don't think they'll go for any 35 tonight against Franklin Monroe. So the Redskins supporting cast, as we've noted, has got to come through. Fort Loramie, 7-16 on the year, finished up 4-8 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Franklin Monroe Jets, outstanding campaign. 17 wins on the year, just 5 losses, finished third in a very competitive Western Ohio Athletic Conference. We'll return with more from here at Piqua's Garbery Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Once again, here at Pickwick's Garbage Gym. Chuck, I like the comment that head coach Mitch Westerheide, in his first year at Fort Loramie, he gave to me several days ago. He noted that we are so young, it's extremely important that our young men have become to understand what it takes to compete at the varsity level for four quarters of play. So true.
They got two freshmen that, quite honestly, in most Fort Loramie years would be playing freshmen. Not JV, they'd be playing freshmen.
Right.
But they're thrown into the varsity mix, and he's doing a great job because it is a psychological thing.
Yeah.
You got to convince them that you're going to make some mistakes, but you just got to get better and better and better. And that's what they've done. So, I mean, he's doing a great job with them.
Yeah, Coach Westerheide noted that we've started getting more comfortable in our base offense. We're taking better care of the basketball. Our defense has become more sound and disciplined. We remain physical. And you look at scores of games, losses, in fact, and wow, the defense comes to light. Good New Bremen team. Fort Loramie held the Cardinals to 48, held Versailles to 48, Rushi to 43 in the first meeting, Minster 44, Marion Local 42, Coldwater 49. Fort Loramie's got a win over Dayton Christian, and interestingly enough, the opponent tonight for Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe, beat Dayton Christian by 4. Maybe not a true barometer, but what it tells us is that Fort Loramie on a good night can play right with 17-win Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to have tonight. They're going to have a good start, keep their confidence up, and if things start to slide a little bit, you know, call your timeout, get everybody organized, come back out. They're going to win it on the defensive end tonight.
Franklin Monroe has won 7 in a row, 7 straight victories for the Jets over Bradford, Arcanum, Newton, and Sonia. Emmanuel Christian National Trail, and over Houston in tournament play, or I should say on the last Saturday of the regular season, by 10 at Houston by a score of 67-57 for Fort Loramie. A grand total of 7 victories on the year, 4 over Houston and Fairlawn in the SCAL, overtime win early against Fort Recovery, and triumphs against Miami Valley School in the tournament by 7 in round 1, and as I noted, over Dayton Christian. Head coach for Franklin Monroe, Troy Myers. Boys club, he said, has been really good all year long on neutral floors and away from home. We have not dropped a game. Our biggest stretch of the year, consecutive wins over Bradford, Arcanum, and Newton. Won those games by a combined 47 points. 3 of our 5 losses were one-possession games, as I noted earlier, with 60 seconds or less to go in the fourth quarter. So it's a club that has really grown up over the course of the year. Both teams fast improving. Each team, no doubt, playing their best basketball of the year. And it's going to be a fairly low-scoring game, Chuck. That's what both head coaches have intimated to me. Look for it to be in the low 40s, maybe at the most.
Well, you know, and that's the kind of game that Loramie can stay in and win. So
yes,
if this thing, if Frank Monroe gets into the 50s, it might be a long night for the Redskins.
Yep, good point. Fort Loramie shooting around down to our right below us. We are parked mezzanine level, southwest corner of Garbery Gym. A good view, Franklin Monroe Jets down to our far left. Franklin Monroe, the home team, wearing white with blue trim here tonight. Redskins visiting club on the scoreboard as fans file in here at Pickwiz Garbery Gym. I'm Jack with Chuck. More in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Brish's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Brish's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecon.com, the pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this is Jack with Chuck once again as the noise is starting to ramp up here at Pickle High School's Garbrey Gym. Before game one tonight between FL and FM, Franklin Monroe and Fort Loramie. It's our first encounter, second game, Jackson Center, Covington. Buccaneers pulled a major surprise in round one, defeated Legacy Christian on Saturday, 54-50. Looked mighty good in doing it. Covington, a 15 seed. Legacy Christian, a 5 seed. Legacy Christian had 8 more victories than Covington. Don't know if that was a case of Covington playing over its head, Chuck. I don't think so. They played well. Certainly, Max Preps RPI didn't figure that one out very well.
I was getting ready to say, I think the fault is in the computer. And, you know, Covington plays a better schedule.
Yep.
Legacy Christian, you know, I mean, they had a nice basketball team. They don't, day in and day out, they don't play the competition that Covington does. And let's be honest, Covington doesn't play the competition that Jackson Center does.
Right. Tigers, Buccaneers in game two, tip off about 7:30. We'll be on the air at 7:15 or 7:20 for our second broadcast of tonight. The winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Franklin Monroe returns on Saturday at 6 to take on the winner of the nightcap this evening, either Covington or Jackson Center. That game on Saturday is a district semifinal, as we now call it, or an old-fashioned sectional final. Troy Myers, by the way, Chuck, head coach of Franklin Monroe. Franklin Monroe alum, Ohio State grad, 12th year coaching, works as an estimator project manager for a construction company. He has constructed one heck of a program here at Franklin Monroe over a dozen years. Year in, year out, battling among the top three or four in that WOAC. Way to go, Jets. Good job, Coach Myers.
Well, Franklin Monroe, known through the years. I mean, they've had good basketball. They're a good basketball school, and this year is no different. I guarantee you, they're going to be patient. They're going to take good shots, and they're not going to beat themselves.
Coach Westerheide at Fort Loramie, a member of the first ever varsity football team for the Redskins, offensive back, defensive back, played guard on the hoop squad at Fort Loramie. Boy, does he bring a lot of energy to the program. He is extremely enthusiastic, very knowledgeable, and because this team lacks some skills on offense, there simply was not the experience there. Hey, defense is all about hustle, reaction, and he has instilled that, Coach Westerheide has, in this year's edition of Fort Loramie Boys Hoops.
He was the perfect choice to be the boys' basketball team. Mm-hmm. The cupboard was bare, let's be totally honest about it. They didn't think they were going to have a good team, and at the beginning of the season, they didn't have a good team. But as the season has progressed, they have become somebody that is, they're going to stay in games. They're going to play to the end. They did that in the beginning, but they're just a much better basketball team, and it's because of his leadership and his patience with them.
Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal, a Scores founding partner. We would not be here today bringing you coverage of high school sports without the efforts of LaCal in Jackson Center. LaCal has sustained its partnership ever since. It is still with us today. LaCal moved to Jackson Center in 1983 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And under the spotlight here tonight is Fort Loramie cheerleader, freshman Riley Barhorst, daughter of Brad and Nikki, 3.8 GPA, active in Spanish club, history club as well, honor roll, art club. In track, the 400 and the 4x4. Brother Nicholas graduated in 2021. And also in the family is Lainey, who is a junior at Fort Loramie. By the way, Lindsay Gasson, a 2013 grad of Fort Loramie, is the cheerlead advisor for the Redskins. And Riley will probably start out at Rhodes Community and pursue a program in the medical field. Thanks so much, LaCal Equipment. Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe, tournament basketball coming up in just several minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I said we came to a basketball game and a rock concert broke out.
Exactly. And they're dancing in the stands here at Yarbrough Gym at Piqua, awaiting the introduction of starting lineups. Both teams have headed back to the locker rooms. They'll return shortly. Fort Loramie down to our far left, Franklin Monroe, directly below us. We are in the mezzanine corner of the Yarbrough Gym. Good perch up above. In fact, we might be able to call some personal fouls below the basket a little better than the referees, Chuck. It's a log jam in the paint sometimes, and we've got a good overhead camera view. If they want to go to New York, they don't have to. They can just go to the mezzanine level and ask Jack and Chuck.
Just look up here. I'll give them thumbs up, thumbs down.
Just kidding, of course, referees. Referees do a great job. Some calls, though, I tell you what, in highly contested
hard
games
to see, yeah,
are 50-50, and the officials, so many times in a tight contest, according to the fans and coaches and players, are 50% wrong 100% of the time.
Well, according to Tom Izzo, Ohio State got every 50-50 call in that entire game when they beat them the other night. So,
hey, we've seen the updated schedule for the girls' D4 district tournament on Saturday at Troy. In game one at 10:30, it's Rushi against the nice Botkins-Jackson Center winner. In game two, it's Fort Loramie versus Fayetteville Perry. In game three, Legacy Christian takes on tonight's Tri-Village Mississinewa Valley winner. And that girls game between TV and Mississinewa could be superb. Mississinewa played him to a one possession, one field goal game in the regular season. Mississinewa Valley girls are very, very good. Botkins Jackson Center, Tigers, I think the favorite, certainly not a prohibitive favorite.
Right.
Those two contests are at Versailles. A couple of good matchups tonight. And the winners of those two games will advance to D4 district play at Troy on Saturday at 10:30. Rushi versus Botkins Jackson Center winner. 12:30, Fort Loramie against Fayetteville Perry. And at 2:30, it's Legacy Christian taking on the team that triumphs tonight between Tri-Village and Mississinewa Valley. Of course, there are two district semifinals in boys this coming Saturday night, two on Friday night as well. We'll be covering Rushi on Friday. We'll either be at Piqua or Troy on Saturday evening, tip-off at 6. So a lot more basketball to come, including two games here tonight. It's Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe in game one. Should be one heck of a contest. When I look at some scoring summaries and stats for Franklin Monroe, Chuck, what pops out is a defensive yield by the Jets this year of 38 points per four quarters. Franklin Monroe is not giving up 10 points for any quarter, first, second, third, or fourth, all year long. And that's been the calling card for the Redskins' defense as well. 40 points might win this game.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, Franklin Monroe, not an incredibly tough league, but at the same time, when you're holding teams under 40 points a game, you're doing something well no matter who you're playing.
And Fort Loramie fifth in the SCAL, Franklin Monroe third, 9-2. Jets won 9 of 11 games in the WOAC, dropping tilts to Preble Shawnee and Tri-Village. Those two clubs finished 1-2 respectively. Shawnee 11-0, Tri-Village 10-1, Franklin Monroe 9-2, third place in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. We're about 3 or 4 minutes away from the start of this game. Chuck will return in just a few minutes with our starting lineups. I'd like to let our listeners know that part of our pregame is brought to you by the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, the key building components are: take good shots, shoot a good percentage, don't turn it over, maximize your possessions, and try to limit the points on the other end. 40 might do it tonight for the winner. Those are the key building components for these two clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus,
The Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The Fort Laramie Redskins starting five being introduced. Alex Berger at a wing, 6'2 senior. Max Maurer joins him, a 6'2" junior. The two are averaging about 18 points a game combined this year. And they threw in 35 in the tournament opening victory against Miami Valley School. Eli Heitkamp at guard. He is a freshman, 5'10". Spencer Knopf in the middle, 6'3" junior. Fifth starter is Aiden Burning for the Fort Laramie Redskins, 6'2" freshman. So it's Berger, Maurer, Heitkamp, Knopf, and Burning for Franklin Monroe in the home white with blue numbers. Opening five is as follows. 5'10" junior guard Ty Riffle, 3 points a game. Joining him is 5'11" senior Gage Wackler at 7 per outing. Leading scorer, Eric Brenner, plays a wing, 6'3 junior, tough customer, 15 points a game, 36% on threes, and 70% at the stripe. Trey Wilson, 6'1 junior, starts at a forward. E.B. Fall roams the paint and the pivot spot. He is a junior, 6'3" tall. Fall averaging a little over 11 in double digits. Good leaper. He'll jump center at the Piqua Indians logo to start this game off. Fort Laramie coming left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. And Franklin Monroe right to left. Opening tip taken by Heitkamp of Fort Laramie. Thanks so much to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. New underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge in Sydney. Redskins attack. Maxwell Maurer's got the ball 35 feet away, picked up by Riffle. On top to Berger. Right corner, Burning. Step back three. Skids off the rim, no good. Weak side rebound by Knopf. Knopf goes baseline, lost the ball behind him. Picked up by Heitkamp, who misfires from 15. Long rebound, scrap for the loose leather. What's been called over the shoulder on the Jets.
I went back to the game on Saturday. I don't think Aiden Burning, he was not dressed for that game. He wasn't here.
Lengthy possession here at the start of this game for Fort Laramie, which inbounds the ball on the arc. It goes to Burning. Burning hands off to Maxwell Maurer. He's got the ball 35 feet away. Gives it up in the corner to Heitkamp. Maurer, near side Burning. Ball high overhead. Feeds baseline left to Maurer. Goes to the elbow. Heitkamp to the foul stripe. Far corner, ball dealt to a teammate. Here's a runner put up. It is shy of the mark by Burning, and the rebound comes down to the Jets. Fort Laramie had it for a minute five, didn't score. Franklin Monroe, far left wing, behind the foul line. Open 17-footer by Eric Brenner is no good. Off the heel, long board to the Redskins. Quickly into the corner to Burning, who set, shoots the three, short off the iron. Rebound yanked down by E.B. Fall of Franklin Monroe. Spin move by him, but the foul stripe doesn't shoot. Goes opposite into the corner to the three-point shooter, Trey Wilson. It is off the ring, opposite side of the floor, long board to Fort Laramie. Shots being fired up and missed with regularity here at the start. No score. We played nearly 2 minutes. High left with the ball for Fort Laramie. It is Knopf. Popping out to catch Berger straight away. Three on the way. Hard. Rebound Knopf. Juggles. Catches. And flips it to Maurer. Restarts. Now to Heitkamp. Fort Laramie 0 for about 6 here at the beginning. Uh-oh. Maxwell Maurer is freed up. Franklin Monroe didn't come out to check him. And Max line drive in a trifecta. High right outside the circle. 23-footer. E.B. Fall down the lane. Gives it up right corner to a teammate who pops it in for Franklin Monroe. It's a three by Eric Brenner. You've got to keep an eye on him. Great form, fine shooting touch. The teams match threes after going scoreless for 2 minutes plus. Maurer, top of the circle to Burning. Back to Maxwell Maurer. Picked up by Wackler. Down the left side of the lane. Gives it up on the play to Knopf. Knopf tries a long one. It's off the flange. Rebound Jets at midcourt. Dribbling down the floor. Foul Heitkamp from the rear. 5:09 to go. First quarter tied at 3. Well, Chuck, you played 32 minutes. We played 3. We've got 6 points total. That means we may have, 60 points total between the two clubs at this pace?
Hopefully it picks up.
Ball thrown into backcourt to Ty Riffle. 5'10 junior guard, 3 points a game for the Jets. On a weave to Brenner. Ball catches. Oh, a nice play is run. Open player down low on the left. He receives the pass. It's Eric Brenner. He drops it in. Boy, that was designed beautifully. Wound up being an easy deuce for Franklin Monroe. Executing the half-court game. 5-3 Jets. Knopf, top of the circle for Fort Laramie. Around on top to Maurer. Straightaway Berger. Near side Burning. Berger picked up the Wackler. Goes opposite to Heitkamp in the corner. He arches up a 3 ball and makes it. A long one by Eli Heitkamp for Fort Laramie. 6'5 Redskins on the 25-foot bomb. He was nearly out of bounds. Top of the circle, fall for the Jets. Gives it up on the play to Gage Wackler. Back to fall. He's out of control in the lane area. A little contact, foul called against the Redskins. It's common. It'll be thrown in baseline left by the opponent, the Jets. Foul number 2,
Alex Berger.
That hurts. Berger sits with a couple. That was one of those where he got caught up in a pickle outside the lane, and he was bodied a little bit, but the driver falls in the paint here. Gives it up, gets it back. Goes left corner on the play to Eric Brenner. Down low to fall. Strap for a loose ball. Bodies fly. People on the floor. Personal foul called against Fort Laramie again. 3:58 to go. First quarter, 6-5. Fort Laramie in the lead on threes by Maurer and Heitkamp. 5 points have been registered by Eric Brenner of Franklin Monroe, leading scorer on the year for the Jets. Ball will be inbounded baseline left by Franklin Monroe, which has substituted Lucas Brenner, Eric's brother, on the floor. 6 points a game. He's a soft, a 6-footer. 3:50 left, opening period. Ty Riffle between the rings has got the ball for Franklin Monroe. He hangs on, still bounces, veers right, comes back to Wackler, far right side to Riffle. He thought about shooting, and head coach Myers for the Jets gets a timeout. Offense was stagnated just a bit. Fort Laramie in the lead by a scant point. Halfway through the first quarter, 6-5 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
A big 3-pointer in this game by Eli Heitkamp of Fort Laramie. Wise Bridge play of the opening period. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Excellent defense turned in by Fort Laramie as Eric Brenner started to drive from the left flank of the floor, and then he was double-teamed as he got within about 10 feet from the basket, threw it opposite side, 2 or 3 rows up in the bleachers.
Yeah, that was a foul ball.
Here comes Fort Laramie up a point, 6-5, 3:11 to go first quarter. We called it right, Chuck. Low scoring for sure. 35 feet away with the ball. Carter Gasson's got it for the Redskins. Down to Burning. Gasson, a 6'1 junior. Pitches to Heitkamp. We're still on the arc. Near side, Burning. Near corner, it's Gasson. Arches up a three from there. Overshot it. Air ball down to Fall of Franklin Monroe. Here's a drive by him. All the way to the basket. Stops low on the right and gets a favorable hop off the iron. Looked like he might have shuffled en route to the rim. He got a fortuitous skip off the ring. And it's 7-6 in favor of the Jets. Here is Fall at midcourt. And he scraps with Maurer. Takes it away. And then Fort Laramie re-steals. Maurer's got it in backcourt. 2:20 left, opening period. 7-6. Franklin Monroe and the basket by Fall. Near side pass for Fort Laramie to Burning. He's got it 30 feet away. Burning fakes right, goes left to the foul line. And E.B. Fall got a finger on it. Clawed the ball away. Here come the Jets down the floor. 3-on-2 break. Jets missed the shot in the lane. But then a rebound is good by Eric Brenner. Boy, he climbed the back of a Fort Laramie man and stuck it in. 9-6 Jets, 1:55 left, first quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, Alex Berger's on the bench for Fort Laramie with two fouls. Redskins, after the timeout, get a scattered floor layup, but it's blocked. And then the Jets come down the floor and get a long three to go in from Lucas Brenner. Seven straight by Franklin Monroe, which has come from 6-5 down to lead it 12-6. Fort Laramie needs a hoop right here. Maxwell Maurer stops on a dime. Foul line. Jumper. No. Off the heel. Long board to the Jets. Here's Ty Riffle to midcourt. Riffle up and over the timeline for Franklin Monroe, which is ahead by six with a minute to go in the opening quarter. Here's Fall on the arc. Gives it right wing to Riffle. Riffle straight away to Brenner. Nearly walk. Back to Fall. 16 feet away. Now between the rings, it's Lucas Brenner who hangs on. Head coach Troy Myers says, let's play for one. Oh, bad pass. Steal by Fort Laramie. Run out the other way. Driving layup. Yes, Carter Gasson. Good defensive maneuver. Outstanding theft in the open floor. And away he went.
They jumped the route.
28 seconds to go here in the first. 12-8, Franklin Monroe. Riffle on the arc, motions some more. Gives it up on the play to Brenner. Ball thrown left wing to Riffle. Almost took the three, didn't. 15 ticks on the clock.
Good choice of not shooting a three just because of the time of the quarter.
Here is Riffle driving down the right side of the lane. Swings it on top to Eric Brenner. He hustles into the paint area. Maneuvers. Shifty jump shot. Dips in. Dips out. No good. Rebound with 1.2 to go. Is tipped away out of bounds by the Jets. Fort Laramie throwing in. Backcourt. Redskins have it. Don't get the shot away. as the first period comes to a close. Franklin Monroe 12, Fort Laramie 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Laramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Laramie game only as Franklin Monroe goes back door to start the second quarter, and it's well executed, nicely done. On the finish is the Iron Man, the leading scorer on the year, the anchor of this club, Eric Brenner. Good assist by Riffle at guard. Well done coming out of the first quarter break, 14-8 Jets. Foul on the play, free throw coming by Brenner, and it's perfect. 15-8 in favor of Franklin Monroe, matching the 12-5 lead earlier. Thanks to our Fort Laramie sponsors, these three with us each and every Fort Laramie game, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Here is Fort Laramie attacking, dribble drive, into the lane area goes Burning, can't shoot. Ball whipped near side to Gasson. Trying to post up outside the lane in the left is Maurer. Keep in mind, Berger on the bench. Picked up a couple personal fouls. Both were tough calls. He was in the wrong place, wrong time, both occasions, Chuck.
Yeah, well, the second one he got was on a shot. The first one was just a silly reach in at midcourt. But now he's sitting on the bench, and boy, they need him.
Here's Maxwell Maurer straight away, 27-footer. Yes, Maxwell Maurer from downtown. Boy, he was out on Looney Road on that one, 15-11, Jets by four. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Here's Brenner, top of the circle for Franklin Monroe. On the arc to Trey Wilson. Hits Riffle down the lane. The guard is hemmed in, gives it up, gets it back, doesn't shoot. Now he's at the three-point arc. On a weave it goes. Here's E.B. Fall, the 6'3 junior. He's on a run to the rim. A little flyer right in front. Good. Boy, he's a tough customer. Difficult to handle. Pretty quick. 17-11, Fort Laramie by 6.
Well, you can see the difference. Laramie's having to work, work, work to score. And Franklin Monroe, a little bit easier for him.
Entry pass on the play by Fort Laramie for Knopf. It's picked off by the Jets, who are up 6. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Fall on the arc. Weaves to Brenner down the lane. Brenner gives it up 25 feet away to Riffle. Riffle near side to Wilson. Riffle's got it. Picked up on the arc, but Gasson gets a screen. Riffle at the elbow on the right. Straight away, Wackler enters the paint, goes to Fall in the corner. Oh, he slides. Could have been called for a walk. Gives it up left corner to a three-point shooter. It's pumped in by a senior off the bench. Dalton Winterroud. My mistake.
Gage Wackler.
My mistake, Chuck. I got the number wrong.
Yep.
Wackler threw it in from three-point land. 22-11. Fort Laramie counters. Oh, tough break. Long triple by Heitkamp. In, out, no good. And we got a hustle play at midcourt. Loose ball. What's been ruled? Is it a foul against the Jets out of bounds to Fort Laramie?
Yep.
Franklin Monroe picks up the personal. The lead is 9 for the Jets, 20-11, with 5:27 to go here in the second quarter. Last big three by Wackler Most of the scoring done so far by Fall and the two Brenners. Good start to the game for the leading scorer on the year, Eric Brenner, 6'3 junior. It was Wackler who chucked in the last three-pointer. 5'11 senior guard. Fort Norman eats points, down by nine. Oh, hemmed in near the center line is Burning. Gives it up right corner to a teammate. Arching up the three ball is Spencer Knopf. It is short of the mark. No good. And that was an empty possession. Here come the Jets down the floor. Dribbling high left, it's Wackler. Now to Fall. Back on the play to Brenner. To Fall. Straight away, number 15's got it. That's Ben Denlinger, 6-foot sophomore. Ball pass to a teammate who fades into the paint area. Lucas Brenner short. Rebound to Maurer. On the giddy up down the lane for Fort Loramie. All the way to the rim. Arches it up right in front. It skips off the rim. Tough break. Rebound Jets.
That was a good move, and the thing did everything but drop.
4:30 to go here in the second, 20-11 in favor of Franklin Monroe. On the arc, it's Denlinger. Denlinger throws it into backcourt, and Fort Loramie gets it. It's scooped up by the Redskins, who drive to the rim and miss the shot. Tough break, but Fort Loramie's gassing. Franklin Monroe back the other way. A long three by Brenner. It is off the flange. Rebound Fort Loramie. Stolen by the Jets and laid in. What a play by Wackler. He made the theft, laid it through. 22-11. Franklin Monroe has doubled the score. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Maxwell Maurer at the elbow in the right. Right corner to Burning. And Burning, bingo, on a triple. Well, the lead had swollen to 22-11 with 3:50 to go in the second. That stops the bleeding. Big goal by Burning. Here's Franklin Monroe below the rim. Tied up momentarily is Ben Denlinger, and Fort Loramie claws the ball free. Down the floor, Maurer hits the trailer, top of the circle. Redskins set up the attack. E.B. Fall gets a fist in there, rips it away from Gaston. Ball goes out of bounds. Redskins ball at midcourt. 3:17 to go, second quarter, 22-14. Jets in the lead by eight. Franklin Monroe inched the lead out to 12-5 after trailing 6-5. It was 22-11. 40 seconds to go. It's 22-14. Redskins need to pump in two buckets in a row right here. Down low on the left is Berger. Berger's bottled up, gets it out of trouble. On the arc, it is Gaston straight away to Maurer. E.B. Fall is on Maxwell Maurer right now. Max has got his hands full. Right wing, open player, Gaston, line drive, triple, short. Rebound to the Jets. 2:41 left till halftime. 22-14, Franklin Monroe, which walks it up. Here's Brenner, 30 feet out, gives it up straight away on the play. The teammate Wilson into the lane to Fall. Fall turns, fades from 10. It hit the flange, kicked off the iron. Rebound off the head of a Redskin. Out of bounds to Franklin Monroe. But head coach Mitch Westerheide says, men in stripes, why don't you talk it over? And that's what's happening. Good suggestion by coach, an overrule. 22-14, Fort Loramie down eight with the ball. 2:25 to go here in the second. Berger on the floor with two fouls. Token pressure backcourt by Franklin Monroe. Here's Max Maurer, picked up by Fall. E.B. Fall shoulders Maurer to midcourt. Max down the left side. Here's a switch. Fall now on Gaston. Offensive foul, Fort Loramie. A Redskin player, Carter Gaston, stuck the elbow and forearm out. Committed the foul offensively. Possession, Franklin Monroe. Good decision there by the referee. That was clearly on the offensive guy. 2:12 left till halftime. Fort Loramie trails by eight. Riffle in backcourt for the Jets. Gives it up on the play to Lucas Brenner. To Riffle, not over the timeline yet. Long throw up the floor to Brenner. It is deflected out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Dangerous pass. Redskins defense has really picked it up the last 2 to 3 minutes, Chuck.
Well, Spencer Wells would have liked that defensive play that time by Heitkamp, just like a defensive back on a receiver.
Ball inbounded, low on the right to Trey Wilson, spinning, turning, yes, from 7 feet. Good inbounds play by Franklin Monroe, 24-14. 10-point lead Jets, 1:48 to go, second quarter. Maurer to midcourt, picked up by Fall. High left, it's Berger. Left wing, Heitkamp. He jockeys to the top of the circle. Dribble handoff on the blade of gas and back to Maurer. Looked over the 30-footer, didn't take it. Coming out to get it, Knopf, head of the key. Ball rotated, left corner, Gaston, 1:22 to go, first half. Here's Max Maurer, elbow in the right, doesn't shoot. Heitkamp in the corner, straight away, open player, Berger, launches the three off to the right. Good rebound by Fall of the Jets. E.B. Fall skied for that one. Boy, that was nearly an over and back pass right there as he threw it over his shoulder in reverse to Brenner. Brenner into the right corner, goes baseline, heaves it into the deep corner for a three ball. Yes! Pumped in long range. Wackler again, 27-14. Fort Laramie down to 13 with 47 seconds to go here in the second. Maxwell Maurer's got it near midcourt for the Redskins. Good defense by Fall. Boy, Max got away with maybe a walk. Missed the bank shot, low on the right. E.B. Fall is a menace defensively in this game for the Jets. He is hovering over Maxwell Maurer. 21 seconds to go here in the first half. 13-point lead Jets. Franklin Monroe will play 4-1 with the ball on the arc as Lucas Brenner. Keep an eye on him. He'll try to penetrate. Might kick it. Brenner outside the arc on the left. 5 seconds to go, first half. Here's Fall, top of the key. Gives it up to Wackler. He throws up a line drive three. It's good! It's good! What a triple! It was Brenner who took the shot, wasn't it, Chuck?
Brenner had the last 2 threes of the quarter.
What a shot by Brenner. He got the assist from Wackler. What a first half by Brenner. It was number 3, not number 2. 30-14 Jets with an offensive explosion here in the first half to lead Fort Laramie by 16 points. Halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
It is halftime on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Now, Fort Norman got blitzed in the second quarter by the Jets, who lead it 30-14. The theme of the first half, missed shots by Fort Norman, some easy ones down inside 7-8 feet. But Franklin Monroe with the terrific shooting of Eric Brenner, 6'3 junior wing player, an outstanding defense in this game so far by E.B. Fall, 6'3 junior, have turned the tables on Fort Loramie to this point. Our halftime is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney, 30-14, Jets over the Redskins. Chuck?
I'll tell you what, the Jets are as advertised, and everybody's coming back next year, so that's going to be one heck of a basketball team. They out-rebounded Loramie 13-8. Loramie had a 3-1 offensive rebound advantage, five turnovers for the Jets. Redskins turned it over four times. Loramie did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Franklin Monroe 1-for-1. 16 points for Eric Brenner. Then they got dropped down to 5 for Wackler, 4 for Fall, 3 for Lucas Brenner, and 2 for Trey Wilson. They scored 12 and 18, 30 in the first half. Loramie living by the threes. They got 5 baskets, no free throws. 4 of the 5 are threes. 6 points for Maurer, 3 points each for Aiden Burning and Eli Heitkamp. The only 2 by Carter Gasson. They scored 8 and 6. Trail at 30-14 at the half.
Boy, when head coach Myers of Franklin Monroe said that we could, with a break or two, be just a 2-loss team to this point, not a 5-setback club, because in 3 of the very close defeats, we were within a basket or two with a minute left. Franklin Monroe with a fine performance through the first 2 quarters here tonight, leading Fort Loramie 30-14. That's our halftime, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for your yourself. For several years, Brodingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents. One homeowner after another, we lead the way. Brodingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodingham. Yes, Brodingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodingham.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hello once again here from the Garbury Gym, Pickle High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee for Laramie with its work cut out. Redskins a power outage in that first half, only 14 points. Berger sat a lot of it with two fouls. And the leading scorer, Eric Brenner for Franklin Monroe, averaging 15 a game on the year, had a first half of 16. He's already exceeded his per-game average on the season of 15 points. He was lights out from behind the arc. And the defense on Maxwell Maurer has been tremendous by E.P. Fall.
Oh, yeah, they've done a nice job on Maurer. He's got two threes, but that kind of tells you what's happening. If Lormie's got five baskets to the half, four of them are threes, they're getting no penetration at all. They're living just trying to shoot the ball. They're probably 4 for 15 from behind the arc.
Second half starts. Maurer gets the ball down inside to Knopf, who goes up and under. Shots on the rim. Almost went in. Didn't. That's been the way it's gone for the Redskins. The rebound is punched out of bounds by the Jets below the basket. Fort Laramie throwing in below the iron. Playmaker Berger into the corner to Maurer. Maurer 25 feet away. Shake and bake. Foul strike. Lost the ball. Got it back. He's given up his dribble. Double team. Stolen. Taken away by the Jets. Good theft by Brenner. Down the floor to Fall. Between the circles to Riffle. Far left flank to Wackler. Now to Fall. Fakes right. Goes left. Shut off in the paint area. Good defense by Fort Laramie. 40 seconds played. Third quarter. 30-14. Jets in the lead. On a weave, here's Brenner, 25 feet out. Fall in the corner, picked up by Maurer. Down low to Trey Wilson. Turnaround seven-footer is deflected by Fort Laramie, right back into the lap of Wilson, who tried to make a crafty play and throw it off the leg of a Redskin, missed him, and the ball went out of bounds. Fort Laramie will bring it down. A minute gone, third quarter. Redskins trail by 16. Maurer to midcourt. Whips it to the right side to Berger. Ball skipped cross-court to Burning. Straight away Maurer. Deep left corner. Redskins handle. Dribbling. Head of the key. Heitkamp. Maurer's got it 30 feet out. 25 feet away. Heitkamp inside the arc. A long two. Oh, it's in and out. That's the way it's gone for Fort Laramie. Shots have been close that have not gone down. Here's a wild drive by E.B. Fall, high off the backboard. No, rebound Redskins. Quick empty possession by the Jets. No one scored third quarter. Oh, look at that drive of Maxwell Maurer. Down the lane, herky-jerky. Shots on the rim. It won't go in. Tie up on the board. Arrow favors the Jets.
I think that was a good call.
6:15 to go in the third. Franklin Monroe 30, Fort Loramie 14. Real good defensive start to the second half by the Redskins, who need to string together some scoring possessions. Midcourt Brenner, hand off to Riffle. Left flank Wackler. Air ball on the three. Tracked down in the corner, though, by Brenner. And the Jets restart the attack. Riffle against Burning. Head of the circle, fall. Oh, he's got an alley. There he goes, down the lane. Teardrop, left hand, right in front. Good. 32-14. 18-point lead, Jets. Ball thrown, top of the circle, Berger. Whipped left side to Heitkamp. Here's Maxwell Maurer on the dribble. Foul line, shut off. Behind him to Heitkamp. Steps back, shoots the three. Wide left. Rebound off in the lane. Puts it up from 8 feet. It's in. It's out. It's in. It's out. Redskins can't catch a break. Rebound to fall of the Jets. Nearly 3 minutes gone. Third quarter of this game. 32-14 Franklin Monroe, which has been terrific here tonight. Outside the arc on the left, it is Wackler. Gave it up to Brenner and had a fall. Fall at the elbow. Ball pitched to Riffle in the top of the circle. Wants to drive against Heitkamp. Dribble, dribble. Back cut on the play by Brenner. What do we have away from the action? We've got a screen.
Travel.
It was a travel call. Thought it might have been a screen that was not stationary by the Jets. But it was a walk violation against Franklin Monroe. Ball comes back to Fort Loramie. 3 minutes, 20 seconds played here in the third. And Fort Loramie has not scored in the quarter. Long three, left wing, Heitkamp. And he bangs it. He popped it in. Line drive shot, Eli Heitkamp. He zeroed in from downtown. 32-17, Jets by 15. Fall tries the three. It almost stuck between the rim and the backboard. It was that far off to the right. Rebound in the corner, tracked down by the Jets, who get a needed timeout. Franklin Monroe out of sync, still up 15, 4:22 to go in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Well, the Jets on the inbound play after the timeout try to go back door. Fort Loramie's all over it. Jets go back out on top, run the offense into the lane area. Goes Ben Denlinger, stumbles, gives it up to a teammate on the arc. It's handled there by Eric Brenner. Now to Riffle, 3:56 to go, third quarter, 15-point lead Franklin Monroe, which is milking the clock, compressing down this third period. Outside the arc on the right, here's a fadeaway triple by Eric Brenner. It's good. He knocked it down. He was hit, fell to the floor. It should have been a foul, and a four-point play wasn't called. Fort Loramie got a break, but boy, what a play by the Jets, who continue to rein in threes. Maxwell Maurer skids a jumper from 15 off the rim, and the Jets get the rebound. What a night for Franklin Monroe. Baseline left, it's Riffle. Gives it up on top to teammate Ben Denlinger, who's seeing action. 6 foot sophomore. Now to Wackler. High left. It is Brenner. Doesn't shoot. Now to Wackler in the right corner, starts to drive, dribbles off his foot, gave it back to teammate Ben Denlinger, and he pops in a triple. Everybody getting into the act for the Franklin Monroe Jets, who are absolutely terrific here tonight. Sloppy play, Fort Loramie, steal by Franklin Monroe. Down the floor, Wackler driving hard to the rim, hacked on the arm, and he gets two. The lead has swollen to 21. 38-17 Jets with 2:48 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie stymied with just 17 points so far in this game in 21 minutes.
Well, that's not going to make any difference in the end, but how in the heck was that a shooting foul? He fouled him all the way out here at the foul line, took one more dribble, took it in, missed the shot, and he called it a two-shot foul.
Well, Wackler sinks the first free throw. Getting two, as Chuck noted, here's the second upcoming. Couple of bounces, ball's in the air, Yepper. 40-17 in favor of Franklin Monroe. It's a blowout with 2:48 to go here in the third quarter. Bright spot for Fort Loramie, Chuck. We talked about him in the pregame. I really like the performance of the freshman Eli Heitkamp. He's going to be one heck of a performer on the hardwood for the Redskins in his career. Maxwell Maurer high left for Fort Loramie. Dribbling some more. Gives it up on the plate to Berger, to Gasson, into the lane, Knopf. There's Heitkamp out of the right corner, jump shot, hit the flange, no good. Rebound to the Jets, who bring it down the floor, 2:20 left here in the third quarter. It's 40-17, Franklin Monroe. Riffle to Hall. Now to Brenner. Far left side, Hall. He shoots a three. He makes it. Wow, it's an NBA shooting night for Franklin Monroe, which leads this game by 26. 43-17. 2 minutes to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It is the Redskins basketball. Fort Loramie needs a miraculous comeback at this point, trailing by 26 points with a minute 50 to go here in the third quarter. Maxwell Maurer's got the ball high left. Gives it up on the play to Knopf, to Gasson in the lane. Shot wide to the left. No good. Rebounded by the Jets. Here comes Hall down the floor. Man on a mission. Stopped outside the lane. Banks it in. Wow.
Woo. He went to his left hand there. That was a heck of a move.
Oh, boy. I tell you what. If Franklin Monroe plays like this, Chuck, for a few more games, they can give Rushi all the Raiders want in the regional championship.
I will give you 20 points.
I'll tell you what, they play like this. They'll play with anybody. Here's a steal by Franklin Monroe. Racing down the floor, Brenner. Hand off to Fall. They run the 3-on-2. Foul on Fort Loramie. 45-17. How many different players have made threes? How many threes total for the Jets?
Well, they got 3, 5, 6, 7, 8. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 young men have scored them.
Wow. Free throw by Fall. No good. Off to the right. 107 to go here in the third quarter. I expected Franklin Monroe to play well. Heard a lot about him. Seen a little bit of Franklin Monroe on videotape. Watched him on YouTube for a quarter twice. This is a splendid performance here tonight. Fall misses a free throw, makes a free throw. It's 46-17 with 1:07 to go here in the third quarter. Hey, Meyer's Garage is at 47-66 in Newport to get your car or truck running right and back on the road. Take the road to Meyer's. Outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Towing 24-7. Second to none is Meyer's, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. And you can always take advantage of the Meyer's convenience store and drive through in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and drive through, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. 48.3 to go here in the third. Franklin Monroe on defense. Fort Loramie ball out of bounds under the Redskins basket. 46-17. Jets in the lead. Outside the arc on the left for Fort Loramie. It's Gasson. He spots up and tries to drain a three from distance. It's off to the right. Rebound out of bounds to the Jets. Here comes Franklin Monroe. Ball loop across the floor to Keir Boyd, who's in now, a 5'10 junior. Left-handed jump shot. High left by Blake Riffle. Riffle, a freshman, in off the bench. Number 10, a six-footer. He scores it. Wow. What a game by Franklin Monroe. Nobody here at Garbery Gym expected this. Long three by Berger of Fort Loramie. Short, no good. Long rebound to Maxwell Maurer. He guns and swishes. It's a trifecta. 49-20 as the third quarter comes to a close. Jets lead the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
What a game turned in by Franklin Monroe, averaging 46 points per game on the year, already with 49. Six different players have made threes. Jets are torching the Nets and lead Fort Loramie 49-20 as we start the fourth quarter. Redskins lob the ball baseline, throw it on the arc. High right is Maxwell Maurer, and he hits a three ball. Line drive it right in. Spice, swish by Maxwell Maurer. 49-23 in favor of Franklin Monroe. Biggest lead was at 49-17 as Franklin Monroe enters the half court, goes into the corner, and Fort Loramie fouls. 7 minutes, 33 seconds to go here in the game. Jets have been getting hot shooting from just about everybody Coach Meyer's puts on the hardwood. Ball outside the arc, straightaway Wackler. Here's his three ball, and you could tell the confidence in that young man when he left it, when the ball left his hands. It was online, in it went. Uncanny shooting by Franklin Monroe. Berger comes right back for Fort Loramie, and he drops one home straightaway. Trifecta. Three-point territory. Berger notches one for the Redskins. Nine quick points before Loramie, overlapping two periods. Franklin Monroe breaks pressure. Pass down inside to Trey Wilson for the easy two. 54-26, Franklin Monroe. High left with the basketball, Gasson. Straightaway knob for Fort Loramie. Heitkamp, Berger, Near side, it goes to Gaston. Left corner, Heitkamp. Into the lane, Knopf. Goes opposite to Maurer. Shot fake, dribbles, pulls up, foul line. Bingo! Maxwell Maurer hits.
Max having a good game. He's got 14.
He sure is. 54-28. Fort Loramie trailing. Quickly down the floor, Eric Brenner on a drive for the Jets. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Redskins came close to slapping that ball off Brenner's leg. It went out of bounds. It's given to the Jets below the rim. Lucas Brenner, his brother, will throw it in. Biggest lead in this game came at 49-17. Oh, my goodness, another inbounds play. Works to perfection. Layup good, but Trey Wilson, 56-20. Fort Loramie down by 28 points, 56-28, I should have said. Here's a good drive by the Redskins from the left wing. Heitkamp blazes a trail to the basket, banks it in. He's fouled. It counts. Free throw for Heitkamp for Fort Loramie, 56-30. Biggest lead was 59-17. Little mini run here by Fort Loramie. 13-7 run as Heitkamp misses the foul shot. And apparently a Jets player entered the lane too soon. A reprieve for Heitkamp, who will shoot the free throw again. It was 49-17 in favor of the Jets. Heitkamp's free throw hits the front rim and then nestles down through. 56-31. 14-7 stretch here for Fort Loramie. But the deficit's still 25 points. With 5:50 to go here in the fourth. Garbery Gym has been like the home floor of the Jets. Their first appearance here at Pickway in the tournament. And you would have thought Franklin Monroe played 15 games here all season long. Here's a drive by Brenner. Angles in from the left wing. Missed the shot. No good. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Very delayed call. Foul against Fort Loramie.
I think the call was correct. Awfully late.
Brenner shooting two for the Jets, who lead it 56-31 with 5:36 to go in the fourth.
The last score I got from Versailles was Jackson Center, Botkins tie, girls 27-27 with 1:53 to go in the game.
There you go. Very low scoring. Everybody thought it would be. Jackson Center won twice in the season. Tough to beat a club third time. I don't care what level. First free throw by Brenner, good. Second shot also good. 5:36 left in the fourth. Another substitution for the Jets as Trey Wilson sits down. Scoreboard reads 58-31, Franklin Monroe. Outside the arc on the left, Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Gets a screen, dribbles. Goes to the elbow, feeds Berger left corner, fade away, triple, swish by Berger. Redskins have warmed up, have played well the last 5-6 minutes, but it's far too late. Steal, backcourt, Maxwell Maurer, spots up, shoots the three, back iron, no good, rebound pinballed around, Fort Loramie saves. Maurer's got it, 25 feet away, 3 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Maurer to Heitkamp, high right. It goes to Knopf, down inside to Maurer. He breaks loose and lays it through. 58-36, Fort Loramie down 22. Redskins steal in backcourt. We got a whistle, foul. Referees look at each other. What's been called? 4:45 to go in the fourth. 58-36 in favor of Franklin Monroe. Jets get a timeout. Nice stretch of ball here by Fort Loramie. But too little, much, much too late. All Jets here tonight, up by 22, midway through the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G
3430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Here we go, 4:44 left in this game. Midcourt with the ball. It's Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Back door to Maurer. Goes opposite in the corner to Gaston. His line drive triple. Bounces. Comes off. Weak side rebound. Jets foul on Fort Loramie. Couple of scores, Chuck. Lehman Catholic losing in a sectional game to Southeastern. That is at Troy.
Yep. They were down 13 at the half. And then the overtime, they've gone into overtime at Versailles in the Jackson Center Botkins girls game.
Yeah, I really expected Southeastern's athleticism, 1 through 10, very deep roster. I expected it to give Lehman a lot of trouble, and boy, it has. Here is Franklin Monroe to midcourt in the lead, 58-36. Ball pitched between the rings. It goes on the play to Eric Brenner, who's still on the floor. I'm not sure why, Chuck.
I don't know. You watch him roll an ankle, and that could be the end of their tournament run.
Brenner at the Indians logo gives it off on the play to teammate Lucas Brenner, who veers down the left side. Now to E.B. Fall, 25 feet away. Fort Loramie down 22, 3:55 to go in the fourth. Three fouls in Fort Loramie, two on the Jets here in this period. Dribble drive, hop, step, and a jump down the lane, all the way to the rack. Lucas Brenner, the brother of Eric Brenner. 6 foot sophomore tallies two at 60-36. Quick long three, arched up a burger. It hit the heel. Rebound E.B. Fall of Franklin Monroe. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Down the floor to Riffle, into the lane to Fall. On the arc to Brenner, guarded by Berger. Under 3:20 to play in the fourth. Fall, foul line. Pitches behind him to Brenner. Head coach Myers off the bench for Franklin Monroe, saying, let's settle down and hold it here. Outside the arc on the left, it is Eric Brenner. Gives it up to teammate Ty Riffle. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 60-36, Franklin Monroe, E.B. Fall down the lane. Back cut on the play to Brenner, and Brenner's reverse layup is no good. He almost made it, not looking very well at the rim. Would have been a heck of a play. The way things have gone, surprised that didn't go in for Franklin Monroe. Fort Loramie down the floor, and the ball is poked in the air, out of bounds, slapped over the end line by the Jets. 2:43 to go in the fourth, Chuck.
A little problem with Frank Monroe having all, they got all five of their starters out there with a 24-point lead in the fourth quarter. What the heck's up with that?
Well, I'm shocked. That's why 2 minutes ago I said I can't believe Brenner, the leading scorer, best player on the team, is still in. Here's Max Maurer, top of the circle, shot short. Thought it might have been deflected. Apparently, nope. Air ball, totally out of bounds to the Jets.
Yeah, he had no place to land. That was the problem. He couldn't get through his legs into the shot.
E.B. Fall checks out for the Jets. 60-36 in favor of Franklin Monroe. 2:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jets will bring it down the court. And finally, Brenner is on the sideline.
No, he's still out there.
Oh, my mistake. There is number three. I can't believe it.
How bad are the kids on the bench if they can't get in a 24-point game with 2 minutes to go?
Well, the players who've subbed in have made threes. Outside the arc on the right is Lucas Brenner. Gives it up right corner to Ty Riffle. Straightaway handoff to Dalton Winterroud. W-I-N-T-E-R-R-O-W-D. Winterroud turns it over. 5'10 senior. Nope, it's ruled off Fort Loramie. Last sideline, far side of the court. Substitutions now for the Redskins. 2:05 left in this game, 60-36. Franklin Monroe in the lead. A&M Palette, Rangeline Road in Rushi, was established in 1986. At first, we repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M serves that customer plus 200 more across Ohio. We specialize in recycling pallets for our customers. Purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 to 4. Just message A&M Pallet on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured. Here's a long triple by Fort Laramie from the left wing. Eli Heitkamp spotted up, let it go. It clanged off the iron. 1 minute to go in the fourth, and we've got a timeout by the Jets.
Want to get some subs in. That's the only reason he called that one.
60-36 in favor of Franklin Monroe. Need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home feel the way you want it. Perfect. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. And you know you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. When Gus Geyer built Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. 45 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. We've been stuck at 60-36 for a while. Fort Laramie with a leaner shot in the lane. No good foul called. A couple free throws for the Redskins with 33 ticks to go here in the fourth. 60-36 Franklin Monroe, which has absolutely seared the Nets in this game. You talk about red hot. Boy, the Jets have been on fire all night. Everybody Coach Myers substituted in, shot the ball well. A few off the bench made threes. Magnificent performance. Fort Laramie, one of two at the stripe, 60-37. Franklin Monroe leads, 26 seconds to go here in the fourth. Top of the circle, straight away, Franklin Monroe, and would you believe it, Dalton Winterroad, rarely used guard, comes in off the bench, and he sinks a three. I think that's seven different players for Franklin Monroe to make threes in this game. Unbelievably uncanny performance by the Jets. And if Franklin Monroe plays anything like this over the next couple of weeks, this team is going to be a tough out in the D4 Boys Regional. 63-37, final score. Franklin Monroe over Fort Laramie. We'll wrap it up in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
The Fort Loramie Redskins wind up 6-18 on the year. The boys are out of the tournament, beaten soundly here tonight by Franklin Monroe. Final score, Chuck, what, 63-37?
Yeah, it was just ugly. Franklin Monroe played really well. Loramie played really bad. That's the recipe for a 26-point butt kicking.
Three seniors for the Redskins. Alex Berger, a 12th grader, graduates. Noah Manier, 6'4 senior. And also a senior, Eli Berger, on the roster, 6'1 senior. The only three 12th graders for Fort Loramie. It was a young team this year. Will still be a pretty daggone young next year, but will be much more experienced. Head coach Mitch Westerheide did a fine job with this club. Just ran into a buzzsaw here tonight, without question, by far and away. Franklin Monroe's best shooting night of the season. A club averaging only about 46 points a game, and Franklin Monroe hit the 60 mark at the start of the fourth quarter. It was raining threes. This club shot probably real close to 50% from behind the arc in this game and defeated Fort Loramie by 26. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers and the stats for both teams. Franklin Monroe was just sizzling all over the floor, especially behind the arc.
Well, they had 11 threes for the game. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 young men make threes. Leading scorer was Eric Brenner with 18. He only had 2 in the second half. E.B. Fall had 12 and 13 for Gage Wackler. I'm going to go with E.B. Fall as my player of the game for the Jets. On the other side, Max Maurer had 16, and then Heitkamp had 9. Berger had 2 threes in the fourth quarter when it was over. So I'm going to go with Heitkamp. Eli Heitkamp's going to be my player of the game for the Redskins.
Didn't help matters either that Berger picked up a couple quick fouls, sat a lot in that first half. This segment brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
like to let our listeners know that you will hear Van Halen lead-up music for about 8 or 9 minutes coming up next. Then we will bring you the Covington-Jackson Center basketball game from here at Pickwisch-Garbery Gym. We'll sign off. We'll stay online. You'll hear Van Halen jump. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Stay tuned. Coming up shortly, it's Jackson Center in Covington. Fort Loramie knocked out of the tournament by Franklin Monroe here tonight, which was absolutely tremendous, beating the Redskins by a final tally of 63-37. 63-37 in favor of the Jets over the Redskins. I'm Jack along with Chuck. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Taborn. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, everybody. 16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview. Wage.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. We're ready for game two tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're your radio on the phone for high school sports. Jackson Center 14-9. Covington 9-14. Jackson Center played well enough to beat overmatched Twin Valley South by 12, 50-38 in the Tigers' first tourney game. Meanwhile, Covington pulled a shocker and defeated Legacy Christian by a score of 54-50 in round one. The Buccaneers played extremely well and will give Jackson Center all the Tigers can handle here tonight. Some big keys in this game. The trio of good scores for Covington.
Reed Flatfoot, Lucas Eitkamp, Preston Sayre for Jackson Center. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. For the Covington Buccaneers, Britton Miller leads the way at 15 a game. Bryson Height is at 13. Brogan Angle is at a dozen. Those three young men need to score. Reed Blackfoot needs a 15 to 20 point outing for Jackson Center, and he needs support from the likes of Eitkamp and Sayre. Those are key building components from these teams here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Francis Schulze, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. Fort Loramie was drilled in our first game of Franklin Monroe by a final score of 63-37. At one point, that was a 49-17 game. Franklin Monroe shot lights out, best perimeter shooting performance I've seen in a high school basketball game in quite a while. Everybody that Coach Myers subbed in shot and made threes. It was fabulous. What an array. Fort Loramie just had no answer. Redskins had a nice stretch midway through the second half, but it was far too little, much too late. Franklin Monroe Jets advance, now 18-5 on the year, and Franklin Monroe awaits this winner for a sectional final or a district semifinal, whichever you want to call it. I'm expecting game two, Chuck, to be a pretty tight contest.
This should be a good basketball game. I mean, you can't look at the records. Covington, they're really playing well, and they have such confidence from that win on Saturday that Jackson Center's going to have to really weather probably a good start by the Bucks.
Coach Kloffenstein at Jackson Center, year number one, taking over for Scott Elkert. I tell you what, he was around at Jackson Center for nearly 30 years, 23 years, two stints as head coach, several as JV coach, and he turned out one super program, outstanding year after another. Fine young men, too, as well as very good basketball players. Aaron Kloffenstein played for Coach Elkert. He's a disciple. Defense, defense, defense. Jackson Center's offense starting to round into shape. We saw Preston Sayre lining up behind the arc. Reed Flatfoot played well in that opening tourney game against Twin Valley South. Covington with a trio of fine scores will be tough to handle here tonight. Head coach Logan Carey for Covington. He graduated from Miami East in 2009. He played four sports there, including basketball. He performed on the hardwood for longtime head coach Alan Mack. You may recall him. So the head man, Logan Carey at Covington, and the Buccaneers will start as follows. These five: Tanner Paulsgrove, 5'10 junior at guard. Brogan Angle, 5'11 junior out front. Bryson Height in a power forward, 6'2 senior. Britton Miller, 6'1 senior wing player. Gunnar Kimmel, 6'1 senior at a forward. Miller at 15 a game leads in scoring, followed by Height at nearly 13 and Angle at over 11. Let's take a look at the Jackson Center Tigers' traditional starting five here of late. For Jackson Center has been Lucas Hartle, Lucas Eitkamp, Xavier Lowe, Reed Flatfoot, Trevor Huber. Let's see if that's the five on the floor here this evening. Instant offense off the bench here lately has been Preston Sayre. Reed Flatfoot, all SCAL performer. Flatfoot in the middle, 6'6 junior, averaging 15 points a game. Opening tip to start the game, Flatfoot will jump it up against Covington's Paul's Grove. Opening tip to start is knocked into backcourt, tracked down by the Buccaneers, who wear the black road colors. Sort of an off-gray numeral look with gray stripes. Jackson Center, the home white, orange numbers outlined in black. And the Buccaneers work the ball around into the right corner. It is Gunnar Kimmel. Feeds on top to Brogan Angle. He sizes up a three, fades away, missed it short. Rebound out of bounds in the corner. Tigers will bring it down.
They had a good look at it, just off line a little bit to the left.
Fort Loramie beaten by Franklin Monroe, which was out of sight in game number one. 63-37, ran up a 49-17 lead. Tigers attack deep in the right corner. It's Lucas Heitkamp. Shot fake behind the arc, but Lucas Hartle drives into traffic, coughed up the ball. Buccaneers get it. Covington, from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Jackson Center from right to left. Head of the circle, here's Angle. Baseline right to Miller. Goes below the basket. Reverse layup, left hand, too hard. Rebound Huber for the Tigers. Up to Platfoot. Oh, he tries to make a bounce pass. Tries to thread one. Picked off by Covington. Here come the Buccaneers down the floor. Off balance in the lane by Bryson Height. No good. Tigers have got the board. 90 seconds played. Nothing on the board yet. Lucas Hartle, 25 feet away, straight away. Lucas Heitkamp, deep left corner, Xavier Lowe. Skip pass on top to Flatfoot. Foul line jumper from 16. Oh, it's pure. Right down through the courts.
He's become a really good mid-range jump shooter.
6 minutes to go, first quarter. Jackson Center 2, Covington nothing. Buccaneers in possession. 20 feet away on the right, it's Britton Miller. He calls out a play. Picked up by Lucas Heitkamp in the corner, fed to Paulsgrove. Paulsgrove gives it up, gets it back. Now it's dealt to Angle along the baseline. Good backdoor cut. Shots missed, but a two-shot foul coming up for the Buccaneers. 5 minutes, 51 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 2-0, Jackson Center leads. A couple of foul shots here for the Bucks. And the left-hander, Brogan Angle, goes airborne with it. It's off the heel, not good. Still 2-0, Jackson Center. Understand the Botkins girls upset the Jackson Center girls at Versailles in a district semifinal in overtime tonight. Congratulations, Lady Trojans. Second foul shot good for the Buccaneers. 2-1. Jackson Center leads. Tigers have the ball straight away. Flatfoot thought about shooting, didn't. Gave it to a teammate. Lucas Heitkamp bombs away. Good from long distance. 5-1 Jackson Center. Forecourt to our right. It's Covington. Ball dealt on top to Height. Height gave it up, got it back. Dribbles foul line, doesn't shoot. Right corner, Gunnar Kimmel. Buccaneers still working the ball. 30 feet away, Angle. 5-1 Jackson Center, 3 minutes gone, opening period. Ball worked around the top of the circle from Kimmel to Angle to Paulsgrove. 30 feet out, near side, Britton Miller. Wants to drive on Lucas Heitkamp, can't do it. Buccaneers are stymied. Ball dropped off baseline left to Miller. Oh, a beautiful pocket pass. The cutter down the lane. Catches it on a hop. Angle lays it in.
He's gotten to the back door twice. Whoever's guarding him needs to realize that's what he's doing.
5-3. Tigers lead. 4:30 left to go, first quarter. Jackson Center with possession. 30 feet out, Lucas Heitkamp. High left to Trevor Huber. Now Flatfoot playing on the arc. 25 feet away, 20 feet away. Steps inside the three-point line and misses. That was a long deuce. Rebound Buccaneers. 5-3 Jackson Center. We played half the first quarter. Far right side, Kimmel. Kimmel to Paulsgrove. Paulsgrove between the rings to Angle. Left side, Kimmel. Three-point shot, high right, yes! Bryson Height, 13 points a game, 6'2 senior. Got a screen, made the Tigers pay, and the Buccaneers lead it 6-5. 3:40 left in the first. Jackson Center with the ball. Out high, left. It's Blackfoot. Puts it on the deck into the lane. Drops it off to Lucas Heitkamp. He forces up a layup with a couple of black shirts on his back. Misses. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Bucks. Good idea. Lucas just couldn't finish. Covington covered up the play pretty well at the end. Flatfoot gets the inbounds in the corner, penetrates the lane, forces up a banker, and knocks it down. Strong play by Flatfoot. 7-6 Tigers. 3:16 to go, first quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's angled for Covington. Swings it to Height. Height goes near side to Miller. Getting a screen as Paulsgrove down the left side of the lane. Jackson Center spikes it out of bounds. Good defense by Lucas Hartle. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 7-6 Tigers over Covington. Franklin Monroe routed Fort Loramie in our first game, 63-37. Here is Kimmel getting a pass in the corner, now to Height. Height for Covington, playmaker straight away, Britton Miller. Deep left corner, Kimmel. Here's Huber in the lane defending. Oh, a nice bounce pass. Good cut to the rim. Miller, no good. It rolled off the iron. Rebound Tigers. Flatfoot down the floor. Lucas Heitkamp has an open avenue. Oh, he barrels to the rim and puts it through.
Good, strong shot there because he got contested at the rim and still put it in.
9-6 Tigers. 2:28 to go, first quarter. Here's Britton Miller, head of the circle, spin move, little contact, good no call. Long left-handed three by Covington, broken angle, short, rebound Huber, Jackson Center, up ahead to Lucas Hartle, down inside to Lucas Heitkamp. It is blocked away by Covington, Heitkamp with the last touch, out of bounds to the Buccaneers. 9-6 Tigers, 2:07 to go here in the first quarter of this game. Hey, don't forget the Rushi Inn. Fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating right under your nose. In the village of Rushi, 101 East Main. Terrific breakfast as early as 5:30 in the morning at the Rushi Inn. Excuse me. Covington with the ball outside the arc on the right. It's Miller. Elbow jumper. Good. Swished by Britton Miller. 9-8 Tigers. 1:41 to go. First quarter. Buccaneers got three fine jump shooters, all double digits on the year. Here's Heitkamp to Blackfoot. Left corner three ball by the Tigers. Airborne goes Cooper Hartle. No good. Rebound Covington. Chance to take the lead. 1:21 to go here in the first quarter. 9-8 Jackson Center. Dribble drive through the lane. Angle. Hand off to Paulsgrove. To the jump shooter behind the arc. Yes! A long one. Britton Miller gets it to go. Covington 11, Jackson Center 9. 60 seconds to go, first quarter. Heitkamp to Flatfoot, right corner for Jackson Center. Flatfoot hangs on, puts it on the deck. Bodies fly, steal, taken away by Covington. Here's Miller, through traffic, down the floor, into the lane, lost the ball. Buccaneers bench not happy with it. Jackson Center possession, 47.1 to go here in the first. 11-9 Buccaneers. As I was saying a few minutes ago, the Rushi Inn, 5:30 a.m. breakfast. It is superb. It's the in thing for early breakfast away from home. The Rushi Inn, 11-1 lunch specials. The popular in thing for food out. The Rushi Inn, eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Don't search for the best morning breakfast any longer. It's right under your nose. At the Rushi Inn, 18 seconds to go in the first. Tigers work the clock down. Jackson Center trailing 11-9. Between the circles, bouncing is Cooper Hurdle with six to go. Blackfoot straight away. He's behind the arc from 24. Missed it wide left. Rebound Jackson center. Fadeaway shot. Good! It beat the buzzer. Cooper Hurdle. 11-11 tie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hey, remember the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Measure, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, located at 15 Elm Street. Well, we start the second quarter. Jackson Center pounded the ball down inside. Tigers got one, two, three short shots. Rebound, rebound, rebound. Couldn't get a thing to go, and eventually the Tigers guilty of fouling on the shoulder. Covington will bring it down the court with the game tied at 11. Jackson Center worked the game to a deadlock on a last-second shot at the end of the first quarter of play by Cooper Hurdle. Reed Blackfoot on a steal. Blackfoot bust out. Reed the other way. All the way to the rack. No good. Foul from behind. Borderline. Intentional, not called so. Flatfoot will shoot two. Good quick hands by Reed defensively in the top of the circle at the other end of the floor. He's at the stripe to break the tie. Two free throws for Flatfoot. It's up, it's good. 12-11 in favor of Jackson Center. 7:22 left to go here in the first half of this game. Second shot, Blackfoot. Yep, got a pair. Jackson Center's in the lead, having scored four in a row. 13-11 Tigers. Here is Covington in the half court. Down to a right, it's Tanner Paulsgrove. Around the horn, fed back into Tanner in the paint. Hits a cutter, baseline left. Britton Miller, no shot. Miller now on the arc. Picked up by Lucas Heitkamp. Miller into the lane. Spin move. Ducks under. Doesn't shoot. Deals to Brogan Angle. Angle, three-point territory. Deals to Britton Miller. Ball given up to a driver. Brogan Angle can't take it to the rim. Ball loose, far side of the floor. Good defense, Jackson Center. Steal by the Tigers. Here comes Lucas Heitkamp on a romp down the floor, all the way to the cup. And we've got an offensive foul on Heitkamp. I'm not real sure. The Covington defender was in proper defensive position. Looked like he might have been sliding over, but the Tigers don't get the call.
I thought he got pushed from behind.
6:36 to go, second quarter, 13-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Covington walks it up. Britton Miller, high right, gets a moving screen from Connor Humphrey and hits a 15-footer. Tied up at 13 each. 6:12 left, second quarter. We've got a ball game here, game two. Second round, sectional play, boys D4 at Pickwas Garbery Gym. On the arc, Lucas Heitkamp. Now to Reed Blackfoot for three. Count it, count it.
flat foot from downtown. 16-13 Tigers. Up across the timeline comes Britton Miller for Covington. Gets a screen. Darts down the left side of the lane. Pulls up. Feeds Tanner Paulsgrove. 25 feet away to Engel. Here's Bryson Height. Near flank Paulsgrove. Straight away Connor Humphrey. Humphrey, a 5'10 senior. Gave it up. Got it back. Ball fed baseline left. Rogan Engel. He misfires, overshoots a long two-pointer, rebounding foul, weak side against Covington.
Yeah, they called that on Height. I'm not sure I saw it. I was looking down there. I didn't see anything.
5:25 to go, second quarter, 18, or I should say 16 to 13. Jackson Center ahead by three.
Final from Troy. C.J. Olding hit a three with 5 seconds to go, and Lehman won 46-44.
Boy, he is a good left-handed jump shooter. C.J. Olding doesn't start, comes off the bench. Cavaliers pulled it out of the fire. Preston Sayre on the floor now for Jackson Center. 6 foot soft, long three, no good. Strong rebound, Platfoot once, twice, and a foul against Covington. Platfoot nasty on the offensive board. Kept denying the ball from Covington, and he draws a two-shot foul. Flatfoot with a pair. 5:04 left, second quarter, 16-13. Jackson Center in the lead by three. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that's right. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain. Made in America, lifetime warranty, now 15% off. Big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers and beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, which are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy. Reed, Platfoot, swishes, two free throws. Jackson Center's biggest lead, 5, 18-13. Baseline left, Covington, soft jump shot, Paulsgrove. It is no good, off the rim. Rebound, Engel. Engel got the ball at the foul line. He missed a shot. Rebound to Platfoot, 3-on-1 break. Heitkamp barging to the rim. A lot of contact, what's been called out of bounds, ruled. It'll be thrown in by the Tigers.
Paulsgrove was standing out of bounds. He tried to jump up and throw it back in, but he can't do that.
Covington once led 11-9. Tigers on a 9-2 run. Working down inside, Heitkamp looked like he shuffled. Clearly walked, missed the shot anyway. Rebound Covington. Heitkamp from point-blank range. Couldn't get it to go. Was working against Miller. And then Covington with a very sloppy pass from the top of the key. Out of bounds below the rim. Up the Buccaneers have been thwarted, just one bucket in 4 minutes, second period of this game. 18-13, Tigers lead by five. Here's Platfoot, 25 feet away. Gives it up to the three-point shooter. Long one in the air by Lucas Hartle. Oh, it rimmed. Rebound Covington. Buccaneers, Bryson Height, hands off behind him, got it back, fed it to Paulsgrove. 18-13 Jackson Center, 3:42 to go, second quarter. Outside the arc is Engel, near side Britton Miller, fakes right, goes left, back to the basket. Now Paulsgrove, right corner Height. Kimmel's got it behind the arc. Buccaneers continue to flare the ball around, everything behind the three-point line. Deep on the left side is Paulsgrove. Still dribbling against Sayre. Good defense by him. 25 feet away, Kimmel. Now Miller. 3 minutes to go. Second quarter. We're stuck at 18-13. Jackson Center by five. A two-point period for the Buccaneers. Britton Miller dribbles down the left lane line. Pulls up. 10-footer. It is a little shy of the mark. Rebound Tigers. Flatfoot, head of the key. On the arc, long three ball. Lucas Heitkamp hits the rim. It was short. Covington's got the board. 2:40 left, second quarter. Buccaneers, four court below us. is Britton Miller. Into the post. Tigers try to claw it away from Bryson Height. Foul over guarding against the home club, Jackson Center, which is wearing white. 2:34 to go. Second quarter. Covington ball. Baseline left. Buccaneers inbounding. Angle. Deep left corner. Out high to Britton Miller. Miller 25 feet away. Picked up by Camp. Ball dealt to Angle. Straight away Paulsgrove. We're all the way down to 2:17 to go here in the second period. Angle feeds Paulsgrove, left baseline. Oh, standout defensive play. Ripped away by Cooper Hartle of Jackson Center. What a steal. Up ahead to Reed Blatfoot to Heitkamp in the left corner. Blatfoot shot fake, goes foul line. Oh, might have staggered the feet a little bit. Pivoted, missed a 12-foot fadeaway. Rebound Covington. Here comes Britton Miller down the floor. Into the lane. Dumps it low on the left to Height. Buccaneers working on the arc. Here's Britton Miller. Right back to Height. Maneuvers. Left-hand shot. Eight-footer. On the rim. On the rim. Won't go. Rebound Heitkamp. 1:30 left to go here in the second quarter. We're stuck at 18-13. Jackson Center by five. It was 11-11 after one. A 7-2 second quarter of play.
Each team has one basket. Jackson has a three. Covington has a two. Four free throws by Flatfoot's the difference.
Here is Sayre with a minute to go till halftime. Got a Cooper Hartle. Left side it goes to Heitkamp. He gets a screen. Thought about using it. He's still behind the arc. Got a Sayre. Blackfoot 25 feet away, 52 seconds to go, second quarter. Jackson Center by 5, 18-13. Blackfoot almost thought about the long deuce. Gave it up on the play to Lucas Hartle. Added Cooper, left side of the floor. Fakes right, goes left, can't get free. 37 seconds to go till halftime. Jackson Center by 5. Chuck, this is kind of what we thought we'd see in game 1. It didn't materialize. Because the Jets were so hot, shooting the ball from far out on the floor.
Yeah, they didn't have to hold the ball because they made everything they shot.
Indeed. 16 seconds to go in the second quarter. 5-point game. Scoreboard locked up at 18-13. It's been a premium on points in the second period. Dribbling out on the arc for Jackson Center is Lucas Hartle, and a foul is called against Covington. And that is only the team's fourth. It's not of the shooting variety, so the Tigers will throw it in far side.
But that was the second foul on Height, so I'm not sure how smart that was.
Ball thrown into Lucas Heitkamp, 30 feet away, driving all the way to the rim, split two defenders, and he beat the buzzer. Big hoop by the Tigers to close out the second quarter. Oh, what a dandy drive by Lucas Heitkamp. Covington didn't want to defend him. Lucas said, hey, if you give me a lane, I'll cut right to the cup and lay it through. He did, and Jackson Center, which once trailed 11-9, has gone on a run of 11-2 and leads Covington 20-13 after two quarters of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Rotterman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. We're at halftime at Piqua's Garbery Gym, Boys Division IV Sectional Tournament. Jackson Center, 20. Covington, 13. Buccaneers couldn't penetrate the Tigers' defense in the second period. Jackson Center just about shut Covington out. First game tonight went to Franklin Monroe over Fort Laramie, 63-37. Down at Troy, a game just ending in the last 10 or 15 minutes in overtime. It was Lehman Catholic over Southeastern in OT. Botkins plays Triad at Troy in game two. Our halftime tonight brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck? Well, Jackson Center has a 13-10 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. That's where they've kind of pushed the lead out just a little bit. Should be bigger than 7. Two turnovers for the Tigers. The Bucks turned it 5. 1-for-2 from the free throw line for Covington. Jackson, it was all Reed Flatfoot. He was 4-for-4 in the first half. Individual scoring, 7 points for Britton Miller, then 3 for Angle and 3 for Height. They scored 11 and 2, 13 in the first half. Jackson led by Flatfoot with 11, 7 from Heitkamp, 2 from Cooper Hartle. They scored 11 and 9, and they lead it 20-13 at the half. 7-point lead Tigers here at intermission. We're brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and we earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We start the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center with a super defensive second period, leads Covington 20-13 as we introduce action here in the second half. A quality manufacturing, not at all expensive. It's priceless at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Here is Jackson Center starting the third quarter. Long three-point jump shot for the Tigers. It is no good. Miss by Xavier Lowe. Fine rebound. Flat foot. Good. Turnaround six-footer. Biggest lead of this game for the Tigers. 9-22-13. 50 seconds gone here in the second half. Covington was really stymied in that second quarter. Buccaneers certainly have tried to make some adjustments during the halftime break. Covington with the ball in the half courts. Can't seem to penetrate the foul line against Jackson Center's
defense, which is very stingy. Extremely tight man-to-man. Here is Rogan Angle dribbling through the lane. Gives it up on the arc to Britton Miller. He's being hawked on the play by Heitkamp. Deep left corner, Bryson Height. Height to the elbow, reach-in foul, Tigers. And that one is common.
A silly foul because he was about to travel.
As I was saying, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, one of our new sponsors. Established way back in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sandcasting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScorersBroadcast.com to promote them. Here's a drive to the rim by Covington, and it's hindered on the play by Jackson Center, which gets a bust out going the other way. Lucas Heitkamp to the cup. Oh, he blew the layup. Covington with the board. 22-13 Tigers, 6:15 left in the third. Covington Buccaneers have scored 2 points in the last 12 minutes. And here's a hold out of the arc against Jackson Center's defense. 6:05 left third period. 22-13 Jackson Center. Covington Buccaneers had 9 with 2.5 minutes to go in the first period. They've scored 4 points by Covington in the last 12 minutes. Buccaneers work the offense out high. It's broken Angle. Angle into the lane to Height. Straight away to Kimmel. Tigers defense is sticky. Covington's got it 10 feet away. That's about as close as they can get to the basket. Paul's Grove is covered up. He gets rid of it on the arc. Covington on the bounce. They continue to weave. Here's Britton Miller. Tries to go in a back cut. Intercepted by Blackfoot. The pass was picked off. Blackfoot threads the needle. Wow. Driving layup by Lucas Hartle is good. What a pass by Blackfoot. The bounce pass, about a 30-40 footer, and it was sensational.
It was perfect, and a good catch by Heitkamp.
24-13 in favor of Jackson Center, which is pulling away. 5:10 to go, third quarter. Buccaneers on offense. 4 points in over 13 minutes. Timeout called. Tigers lead by 11 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, plus Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or make a call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 24-13 Jackson Center, Tigers foul, common personal, third of the quarter. On the orange and black, Covington still dribbling on the arc, cannot crease this Jackson Center defense. Near steal by Sayre, broken floor, dribble drive height into the lane, feeds a teammate on the arc, long jumper by Miller, short, no good, rebound Jackson Center. Dribble drive, Ike Camp into the left corner. Opposite to Sayre, wide open three. Count it. Preston Sayre in the act. Long bomb by him. Coming off a red-hot game against Twin Valley South. Covington right back with a driving layup. Spinning, turning to the rim. Kimmel gets a quick two.
What a good name for a basketball player, Gunner.
I love it. 27-15. Jackson Center in the lead, but 12. That 27-12 lead. Seconds ago was the biggest. Oh, here's Reed Blackfoot in the lane. Good look from 10. Shot it a little off to the side. No. Rebound Covington. Buccaneers throw it into the right corner. Jackson Center got a piece of it out of bounds. Covington ball.
Yeah, Blackfoot didn't get himself square that time. If that would have gone in, that would have been luck.
Buccaneers had 9 points. With a couple minutes left in the first quarter, only 6 cents. 3:40 left in the third. Deep left corner, long three ball. Buccaneers chucked up there by Angle. Overshot it. Weak side rebound muffed by the Tigers. Out of bounds to Covington. 27-15, Jackson Center in the lead. Understand that Triad leads Botkins at Troy by one, Chuck.
Yeah, that was the last score I got. It was early, though, early in the first quarter.
Oh, it was not at the end of the first quarter.
No, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Oh,
they're behind us because of the overtime.
Here is Covington deep in the right corner with the basketball. It's Miller. Miller tries to make a pocket pass. Three white jerseys are in the way. Ball loose on the deck. Scrum for it. Tie-up occurs. Couple players walk away limping a little bit. Timeout called. 27-15. Jackson Center. 3:20 left. Third quarter. Low scoring game here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
As I was saying earlier, the Rushi Inn has the best morning breakfast around. Fresh eggs, hot coffee right under your nose in the village of Rushi, 101 East Main. It's the Rushi Inn. 5:30 to 10 daily, the Rushi Inn, the Inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. And don't forget lunch specials, 11 to 1, Monday to Friday. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main, Rushi. Big basket Buccaneers, Chuck, to cut the Jackson Center lead to 10.
Yeah, I mean, they just got an easy look at it, and they've scored four in a row.
Reed Platfoot outside the lane in the right, gives it up, gets it back. Pivots. Oh, back cut to Heitkamp, to the rack. He's got it. Wow.
Tough shot.
Very difficult shot by Heitkamp. Couldn't use the board, was too far under. Strong move. Here's Covington, real quick three. Connor Humphrey, left wing, missed it off the ring. Rebound Jackson Center. 29-17, Tigers. 2:19 to go, third quarter, wide open underneath Heitkamp. Great pass, beautiful assist. Lucas Hartle threw it to him. 31-17, Tigers have restored that 14-point cushion with 2:12 to go here in the third quarter of this game. Momentary delay.
Yeah, they got a little blood on Height, so they had to sub him out.
Lehman Catholic won in overtime over Southeastern, which led big early in that game. Botkins in a scrap in the second quarter. Small lead over Triad. Botkins girls, mild upset over Jackson Center at Versailles in overtime. Here's a jump shot behind the foul line. Good by Britton Miller. 18-footer. He canned it. 31-19 Tigers. 1:48 to go here in the third. Deep right corner, it is Cooper Hartle to Blackfoot. And here's a grabbing foul against Covington.
Yeah, they called that on Miller. That's his first, though, team's first.
Tigers inbounding left to the rim. 1:43 to play, third quarter. Difference is 12. Tigers' biggest cushion, 14. Ball lobbed into Blackfoot. Two men on him. He's dangerous in close. Oh, great defense by Covington. Beautiful play. Gunner Kimmel ripped it free. Kimmel ripped it free. Started up the floor, and he's brought back, halted by the referees, who called a foul on Covington.
Held ball.
Kimmel thought he'd wrestle it away clean.
Yeah, I tell you, Blackfoot fouled the heck out of him.
Ball lobbed into Blackfoot, baseline left into the lane. Ball rotated left corner, three, Cooper Hartle. Swish! Swish! Cooper Hartle, a trifecta. Big turn of events right there. It wasn't Covington's possession after all. And Jackson Center made a triple. Biggest margin, 15, 34-19. Tigers foul baseline left, and it's number four on the team, or
four,
five?
Four team, and the first foul on Blackfoot. He did stick a leg out. That was a good call.
Baseline left of the basket. Ballsgrove inbounds on the arc. Sends it to Miller. Miller gives it up, gets it back. 25 feet away, it's Ballsgrove. 15-point lead, Jackson Center. Straightaway three by the left-hander, Angle. It kicks off the iron into the corner. Tracked down by Jackson Center. Stolen by Covington. And the Buccaneers throw it off a Tigers leg. Good heads-up play.
Yeah, but Jackson Center got sloppy with the ball.
1 minute to go here in the third. Covington inbounds below the rim. Looked for an instant like Miller had a good shot. Didn't take it. Drives the baseline. Reverse. Yes. Woo! What a play by Miller of Covington. Matches the shot by Heitkamp earlier in this period when he made a nifty maneuver along the baseline down here. 34-21 in favor of Jackson Center. Under 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Right side of the floor, it is Cooper Hartle. Straightaway Lucas Heitkamp for the Tigers. Down to a half minute left. Heitkamp, Hartle, hanging on, still dribbling. They look for Sayre in the corner. Heitkamp's got an avenue right down the left lane line. Shot it too hard with the left. 19 seconds to go, Covington ball. And we got a loose ball, top of the circle. Buccaneers get it back. Long three, Covington in the air. It is short. Missed on the play by Gunner Kimmel. Rebound, Blackfoot, six to go. Blackfoot, top of the key, foul line to the rim. No, but a blocking foul on Covington with 3.6 to go, third quarter. Couple free throws, Reed Blackfoot, Tigers lead 34-21.
He rolled his ankle. Let's hope that was just one of those where you say, ouch, and it's okay after you run on it a little bit.
Reed, Blackfoot to the line for Jackson Center. Tigers lead up to 13, 3.6 to go in the period. Blackfoot arches up the free throw. It's pure. 35-21, 14-point spread. Second shot upcoming. Free throw here would match the biggest advantage for Jackson Center. Covington had 9 points with a couple minutes to go in the first quarter of this game. Covington has scored 12 in the last 18 minutes plus. Second free throw short. Rebound Covington. Height to midcourt. Airmails one short. And that ends the third quarter. Jackson Center's defense doing the job. Tigers up 14 over the Buccaneers. 35-21 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping Golf Equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, Lucas Heitkamp, Britton Miller, darn near spectacular drives from underneath the basket in this game. They have been Wise Bridge plays so far. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Covington with a miss to start the fourth quarter, and then Lucas Heitkamp slides down the right side of the lane, has his shot blocked, and away goes Covington the other direction. Driving layup by the Buccaneers, up and in by Brogan Angle. What a play by him. Angle split the defenders, went all the way to the cup, got two. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. 35-23, Jackson Center by 12. Near side of the floor, Cooper Hartle fakes right, goes left. Well, he dropped the ball off his foot. It went into backcourt. Covington touched it. Sayers got it for Jackson Center. Difference in this game is 12. And what do we have? We've got a gentleman in the first row, far side of the floor, in the bleachers. He has been tossed by the referee.
Isn't that embarrassing if he has any kids to go to Jackson Center?
6:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's Cooper Hartle down the right lane line. Over to Lucas Hartle. Lucas barrels toward the rim. Strong play. New contact was coming. Tried to get the shot up. Attracted a two-shot foul. Couple free throws here. Lucas Hartle, Jackson Center.
I'm not sure what he could have said because Jackson Center got the call.
I would imagine it was a gentleman who had sustained his badgering in the first row for three quarters.
Yep.
And he deserves to be thrown out of Garbury Gym. Lucas Hartle makes one of two at the line for Jackson Center to extend the lead to 13, 36-23, 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Covington with the ball on the arc, 25 feet away. It's Paulsgrove, near side of the floor. Screen for Bryson Height. Long triple off the iron. Rebound Platfoot, two on one. Stopping, popping, 15-footer. Good! Lucas Hartle. Tigers on a roll. Up 15, 38-23, 6:11 to go. Spin move, Covington in the lane. Britton Miller throws out back to the three-point shooter, Paulsgrove. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Kimmel. He's sandwiched below the basket. And let's see what's been called. Did Covington get a timeout?
I think they did.
5:59 left in the game. Tigers up 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is a 15-point game. Jackson Center 38, Covington 23. It's been in between 11 and 15, Chuck. Seems like forever. Covington just can't make any headway. Stymied with 23 points in what we played, 26 minutes.
Yeah, they after the first quarter, they just really have stopped scoring.
Here's an elbow jump shot, 17-footer by Britton Miller. It's around the rim twice, three times and out. tough luck shooting for Covington. Flat foot to midcourt, fouled by the Buccaneers. Second foul on Covington. It's common. Jackson Center will pitch it in play, far side of the floor.
Well, Jackson looks like they're going to win the game. What they need to see is Lucas Hartle have about two or three shots that fall for him so he can get on a roll, because they need him.
Height camp to Flatfoot straight away. Height on Flatfoot. Outside the arc on the left. It's fed to a driver. Oh, nifty run to the rim. Shot laid up and good by Lucas Hartle. Oh, that was crafty.
Oh, he crossed over Brooke Miller, who's a good basketball player.
40-23, Tigers' biggest spread, 17. 5:18 to go here in the fourth. Covington on the weave, top of the circle. It's Kimmel. Kimmel jockeys into the lane. Dropped the ball, picked it up, shot it from 6 feet. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center, lead out to Heitkamp. He's held at the rim, and he'll get two with 5:01 to go, and Jackson Center up to 17. I would say, Chuck, more energy, more intensity, all-around better game from the Tigers tonight than in the tournament opener.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought they were a little stagnant in the first game, but yeah, they've played, especially the second half, they've really played well tonight.
Free throw by Heitkamp is dead on, and it's 41-23, Jackson Center up 18, biggest spread in this game. Timeout called on the floor, 5 to play, 41-23, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, located at 47 and 66 in Newport. Oh, it's the road to take to get your car or truck running right and back on the road again. Plus towing available 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. And you can always take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-through in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Through, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Heitkamp foul shot good after the timeout by the Buccaneers. 42-23, 19-point difference. That is the widest gap in this game. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Buccaneers simply cannot penetrate the ball below the foul line against Jackson Center's defense. There they go. They try. And guess what? Preston Sayre makes the interception. Sayre stole it, fed it up the floor to Lucas Hartle. Foul line. Reed Flatfoot spinning, turning on the arc to Cooper Hartle. Long three in below the rim. Somehow it snapped out. Tough break. Rebound Paulsgrove for Covington. Down the floor in the lane, back to the basket. Throws on the arc to Connor Humphrey. Humphrey on a weave with Brogan Angle. Here's a long 28-footer arched up there by Bryson Height. It hit the flange. Rebound Flatfoot down the floor. Bad pass. Rolling away. Sayre gets it for the Tigers. And Jackson Center salvages the possession. 3:55 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center up 19. Lucas Hartle, high right. Reed Flatfoot fakes right, goes left, spin move, twisting, turning to the cup, fouled on the wrist by Bryson Height. Tell you what, Chuck, when Flatfoot gets going, making that maneuver, head fake, a bob, a weave, nice crossover step, then a head fake near the rim. He's going to get fouled every time. Tough to guard him.
Oh, yeah.
When he gets that ball up at the apex, you got to foul him on the wrist. Free throw here, though, no good. Second shot, Reed. Up and in. 43-23. The lead expands to 20. I don't know if there's a better ball handler, dribbler, post player, 6'6", D4, than Blackfoot. Steal by Jackson Center. Bust out the other way. Heitkamp explodes to the rim, and he's fouled. He'll get two more.
Lucas Heitkamp, you want to talk about a kid that's been active at both ends of the floor. He scored 13 points, but he's doing a great job guarding Britton Miller.
Free throw, Heitkamp up and in. Tell you what, we saw him really come alive about two-thirds, three-fourths of the way regular season. He began to assert himself.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good year as a sophomore last year.
Yep. Free throw good by Heitkamp, 44-23. Make it 45-23. Keep in mind, Covington once led in this game by a score of 11-9 before Cooper Hartle made a basket for the Tigers to tie it up at the end of the first 8 minutes. And since that point in time, believe it or not, a 36-12 stretch in favor of Jackson Center since late in the first quarter. Offensive foul on the Buccaneers, and that brings some jeers from the Covington crowd.
He dropped his shoulder. They're going to call that every time.
Yep. 3 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the fourth. 45-23, Tigers. Blackfoot to midcourt, dropped the ball. Picked up on the play, but Covington's Bryson Height fires on the arc to the three-point shooter. It is thrown up there by Sam Graveman. Missed off the back iron. Tie up on the rebound, foul against Jackson Center, which leads by 22, 45-23 with 3:01 to go. And this win by the Tigers, Chuck, sets up one heck of a district semifinal here in the North 2 bracket at Pickwick on Saturday night at 6. Franklin Monroe, Jackson Center. Oh, that's going to be some game. Here's the free throw by Covington. One made, one missed.
He made them both. Humphrey, yep.
Connor Humphrey sinks each one. So Covington goes from 23 to 24, 25. 20-point lead Jackson Center. 45-25 with 2:46 to go here in this game. Here's Preston Sayre, baseline left. 15-footer hit the back brace, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds on the play by the Tigers. Gavin McClintock on the floor now. McClintock, a 5'9 senior, touched the ball last, went out of bounds. And Covington brings it down with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Long triple attempted by Covington, missed by Bryson Height. Rebound down to Jackson Center, which leads by 20 with 2:24 to go. Sayre on the arc, hand off to Heitkamp. Heitkamp gives it up on the play to number 13, who's in, as I mentioned, Gavin McClintock. McClintock, a 5'9 senior. We've got a foul, no, a timeout called by Jackson Center. With a couple minutes to go in the game, Tigers leading by 20. Substitutions being made, 45-25. Jackson Center in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, Buccaneers head coach Logan Carey has just been subbing. Seniors have left the floor. Round of applause for them from the Buccaneers crowd. Sam Graveman, Bryson Height, a senior. Britt Miller, a 12th grader. Gunnar Kimmel, a senior. And Connor Humphrey, also a senior. A minute 22 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. And Jackson Center has just gotten a rebound shot in the paint area to make it a 47-25 contest. 1:08 left. There was a cluster of white jerseys right in front of the rim.
12 got it, but I don't have 12 on my roster. You do.
And Jackson Center goes up to 22. 56 ticks left here in the fourth. Covington beaten by 22 points. Again, repeating, Covington once led 11-9. Very late in the first quarter of play. What a run by Jackson Center, which has dominated this game ever since. Quickly up the floor comes Fort Loramie. Dribble drive down the lane. McClintock to the rim. Lays it up too hard. No good. Rebound came back to him, but he had not established himself on the floor of play. Came from out of bounds. Ruled a violation, and Covington will get it back. Final half minute here of the fourth quarter. 22-point game. Jackson Center beat Twin Valley South 50-38 by 12, and are up 22 over Covington. Final 16 seconds. Franklin Monroe awaits. That should be one heck of a game if Franklin Monroe performs at three-fourths the level it did tonight against Fort Loramie. Jackson Center, Franklin Monroe will be an even Steven scrap on Saturday night here at Pickwa's Garber Gym. 10 seconds to go in the fourth. I think that number 12 who might have gotten the rebound bucket for Jackson Center, I think it was Jackson Davis. Buzzer sounds. That's it. Jackson Center victorious, 47-25. Franklin Monroe in game one defeated Fort Loramie 63-37. We understand Lehman Catholic nipped Southeastern in overtime, and Botkins is in a low-scoring contest with Triad in the second quarter in the second game down at Troy. This sets the stage for a Pickwa Garbery Gym sectional final, district semifinal on Saturday at 6 between Franklin Monroe and Jackson Center. We'll return to wrap it all up from Pickwa's Garbery Gym in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service
service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, doubleheaders in the books. Fort Loramie beaten by Franklin Monroe, which was awesome in game one, 63-37. Jackson Center pulled away and won handily over Covington in game two. Final tally, 47-25. Hard to believe Covington led with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of this game. 11-9 the rest of the game, three periods plus. If my math is correct, Covington scored 14 points over the last 26 minutes. You talk about unbelievable defense. That's crazy good.
Yeah, you said it the whole evening. They could not penetrate. They ran nothing but stuff on the arc, and when they did get a shot, they just didn't shoot it very well. But you know, they had their game against Legacy, and sometimes if you're not a great basketball team, it's hard to put two of those together in a row.
The game ended a 38-14 run. The Jackson Center to win by 22. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Yeah, it's they out-rebounded them 29-20 and 8-3 on the offensive boards. Covington was led in scoring by senior Britton Miller. He had 11. And then Bryson Height, another senior, had 7. I'm going to go with Britton Miller as my player of the game for Covington. Jackson on the other side, 15 points from Heitkamp. He was terrific. 15 points from Platfoot. And 7 points all in the second half for Lucas Hartle. And that's a key. When you start seeing your shots go in, you start gaining momentum. If they're going to make any kind of run, they need him. And I'm going to go with Heitkamp because of his 15 points, but as much because of his defense that he played on Britton Miller tonight.
And what we're talking about, Chuck, is a more well-rounded offensive Jackson Center team, and it's becoming just that slowly but surely over the course of this 23-24 campaign. Sparks fly now from everywhere on the court. Points are produced at guard, forward, in the post, and you're so right, other players getting into the act, making Jackson Center much more dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, they got young men that are doing a nice job. I'm falling in love with Preston Sayre. The kid only had a 1-3 tonight, but he played good defense, facilitated the basketball. They're a better basketball team when he's on the floor.
And I forgot to say, shot by Sayre. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sayre. Clancy's underwrites this segment of our broadcast. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Welcome back to Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Final time tonight. Jackson Center victorious over Covington in our night's finale, 47-25. Last update, Bodkin slim lead over Triad late in the second, low-scoring game at Troy. And that contest followed the Lehman Catholic overtime win, comeback style,
against Southeastern. Botkins girls in overtime tonight at Versailles defeated Jackson Center. Chuck, we've got broadcast coming up on Friday night. Rushi boys in action at Troy to win a district semifinal. Tip-off is at 6 on the air at 5:20 for Rushi on Friday. Don't forget, full day of action on Saturday at 10:30 tip on Saturday morning. Rushi girls in action. The opponent now determined it's Botkins.
Wow. Now that's... don't know if anybody thought that was going to be a district, but hey, good for them.
Rushi Botkins, 10:30 Saturday morning at Troy. Airtime, believe it or not, will be at about 10 till 10, 9:50.
I don't get up till like 8:45. It's going to be tough.
And then two more games on Saturday. We've got a tip at 12:30. Fort Loramie girls in action against Fayetteville Perry, D4 district. The day closes with what looks like is going to be a Mississinewa Legacy Christian girls D4 district championship game. That would not be until 2:30. We will not cover that one. Saturday night, it will be a boys district semifinal selection of our choice to be determined. Follow the website for updates. Chuck, highlights tonight as you recollect these two contests won by Franklin Monroe over Fort Loramie and Jackson Center over Covington.
Well, I mean, let's just be honest. Not a good year for Loramie. They were young. They did make strides, but boy, they kind of regressed tonight. But then they just allowed them to have open shot after open shot. And once you start making them and you get the avalanche going, that basket looks like it's about five times bigger than it normally is. And in the nightcap, you know, I thought Jackson played a lot better against a much better opponent than they played on Saturday, and they won the game by 22 points.
Yep, good observation. Well said. Yeah, Franklin Monroe averaging just over 45 points per game on the year, just sizzled against Fort Loramie. What, 7, 8 different players made threes?
Ooh, yeah.
Crazy three-point shooting by Franklin Monroe. We'll see how the Jets perform against the Jackson Center Tigers defense. That is a Saturday district semifinal here at Pickwa's Garber Gym. Again, keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to our online listeners, thank you very much for bearing with us tonight from here at Pickwa's Garber Gym. Alongside Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering, a lot of gratitude to a new sponsor since our football season, Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776, the number for Wise Bridge. Final scores again, Franklin Monroe 63, Fort Loramie 37, and Jackson Center 47, Covington 25. For our online listeners, for Chuck alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Pickwa.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management.
J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.